Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. To bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we take in the 3 deep breaths, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Bring your attention into the cave of your heart, into the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Before we take in our 3rd and final deep breath, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, that we are consciously choosing to commune and connect with the ground of being, the source of all that is God in the midst of us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 9 for Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Give thanks to the Beloved with your whole heart. Tell the story of love's way. Be glad and dance with joy. Sing praises to the name above all names, as illusions are dispelled, as they fade away before love's face. For you, O Beloved, are ever present, ready to be known in open hearts. You know each nation and see how they destroy one another. Chaos and darkness rise up, blind to love's way. Forgotten is creation's glory. False power seeks to destroy the divine plan. Yet love will abide forever. For you have established yourself in secret places, seeking out receptive hearts, ready to enter and make your dwelling place within. Love is a stronghold for the oppressed, a foundation in difficult times, and those who know love's name therein place their trust. For you, O Beloved, are ever present to those who know you. Sing praises to the one who is love, who dwells in your heart. Tell everyone of love's wonder-filled deeds, for those who know compassion will remember those in need. Be gracious to me, O beloved. Behold what I suffer out of fear. O you who awakened me from a living death, I sing of your glory. From the depths of my being, I rejoice and give thanks for your faithful love. The nations are sinking into a pit of their own making, into a web which they are weaving. Will they be caught? Love will make itself known, with a strength stronger than 10,000 armies. The unloving will have to face themselves. All nations that are unjust, for the oppressed will be released, and the hope of the poor will be realized. Arise, O love, have your way with us. Let the nations bow before you and ask forgiveness. Let your healing light stream forth, O love. Let the nations commit themselves to your plan. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously open our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirit to you, asking that you cleanse and purify from us any thoughts that is not in alignment with the essence of who we are, which is love. Purify us from any thoughts of distress, of worry, of disease, of concern, of angst, of judgment, of criticism, and all of the things that separate us from being the expressions of love that we have been created to be. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we know that there is nowhere where you are not. Your presence is everywhere present at every point in space and time. We're living, moving, and having our being in you, in your spirit, which is love, which is peace, which is harmony, which is every good thing we can think of, conceive of, desire, or need. As we consciously connect with you, releasing the thoughts, the fears, the worries, the feelings of disconnect, as we consciously come back into remembrance of who we are and whose we are, as we consciously choose love over fear, your presence, your spirit, your essence does the work. We're reminded that there is nothing too hard for you to do. Whatever we may be undergoing at this time, whatever cares, concerns we may be dealing with, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. For it is your good pleasure, our teacher told us, to give us the kingdom. And that kingdom contains everything that is good. We're holding in our hearts everything that is happening across our wonderful globe at this time. For those that are suffering so much in Australia, for the animals that are unable to escape the fire, for the people who have lost their homes, not only there, but across the globe, through earthquakes, through volcano eruptions, through hurricanes and cyclones, and all the things that Mother Nature can hurl at us. For those that are suffering from war-torn distress, be it in Yemen, Afghanistan, Syria, it sometimes feels as if there's nowhere on this planet that we can look to see the perfect example of peace and harmony and brotherhood. Nevertheless, we strive to do our part to be the peaceful, loving expressions of your spirit. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. When there seems no way, we know that you can make a way. For your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and your ways more lofty than our ways. We know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. as we replace our beautiful planet and surrender our worries and concerns over it. We know that you will do the healing. For our friends, our families, our loved ones, we surrender them to you too at this time, knowing that their needs are met as our needs are continuously being met. Needs for right expression, for peace, for love, for wholeness. Let us open our hearts and forgive ourselves of any shortcomings we may have, knowing that truly there is no forgiveness in you, but there is no unforgiveness. You love us completely, totally, wholly and solely, just as we are. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as you allow these words to saturate your soul. And repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God, within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God, within and without, expressing unconditionally.
I am the love of God, within and without, expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly.
I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasingly.
I am the presence of God, within and without. Now
Silly. Beautiful. My beloveds, we've come to our end of our 10 of 10. I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.